Oh, okay. All right, formally started. So, hi, welcome to Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you after 2 weeks of being away and on retreat and practicing and I'm happy. My heart is at peace. I missed you. I was glad to be gone and I'm glad to be back. So for today's practice, so many themes I've been sitting in and thinking, oh, this is what I can bring to happy hour. This so instead of overloading us with various practices, I want to offer actually something that is inspired from the holiday that's celebrated today in the US. If you're in the US, today is Memorial Day. A day of honoring, remembering those who have dedicated their efforts, their lives, and for us in this way. So to make it more personal, I wanted to invite us to actually consider doing this metta, stepping into another dimension. We usually do it with people who are alive here and there. Sometimes we do metta with those who have passed away. And canonically, practice of metta, it is said that it is best not to do it with people who have passed away for two reasons. And I'll tell you, and then I'll tell you why we're going to kind of change away from that. So canonically, it can bring up grief if it's very fresh, if the challenge is very new. So if one is new to the practice, to avoid someone who's passed away. The second reason canonically one stays away from someone who's deceased, passed away, is because the practice of metta, loving kindness, is also a concentration practice where the mind can get very still and can get into absorption, what's called states of absorption, stillness. And it is said that if your object of love is someone who's deceased, the mind doesn't get absorbed, can still have a lot of love and really a lot of cultivation happens, but that aspect of absorption with jhanas will not happen. So classically, for those who are interested in the Visuddhimagga and the Abhidhamma, those teachings, that's why it is said avoid people, someone who's passed away. However, someone who's been on our lives, whom we're indebted to, we feel love for, and there isn't much grief. There's just a sense of love. There's a sense of love. So the invitation, if that is available to you, and if not, then choose someone who's alive for you, who you feel indebted for. But this being Memorial Day, we're going to step into our memory. We're going to step into another dimension of goodness, another dimension, which is, again, what I mean by that is when we do metta, usually is like, may you be healthy, may you be well. It's the sense of here and now, this physical being, whereas entering into a dimension of, oh, just sharing love as goodness, as gratitude, as generosity, as appreciation. So that's what I mean by this other dimension. It's not so much physical, it's just a gift of generosity, gift of the heart. And who knows, maybe we'll feel in this dimension there, it's bi-directional, it's not just one directional of giving love, but one of all receiving love, being loved from the beyonds. So exploring, it's all about a cultivation of goodwill, love, and seeing the finding or meeting, discovering aspects of our heart, our experience that maybe we're not familiar with yet. And it looks like my camera just failed. Okay, let's try that again. Let's unhook and rehook. So Seems like after 2 weeks of being away, there's some technical glitches. Okay, let's try that again. Here we go. Oh, well, all good. So, tell you what, let's start our practice while I figure out this problem. So, let's get into our meditation posture. There we go. Let's get into our meditation posture. Ah, and landing, landing, landing into our bodies. Landing in this moment. Landing into our hearts. Landing into our breath. Letting go, letting go of words, of thoughts, landing into silence. Allowing the rhythm of the breath flowing, flowing on its own, flowing in and out on its own. Letting the flow, the rhythm of the breath. Be calming. Soothing. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. But just to sit and be breathed. For a few minutes. The in-breath, the out-breath. lower abdomen. As if the whole body is being breathed, and with each breath, getting calmer, settling more deeply, settling, landing. Melting, arriving, the thoughts settling, and if you find the mind is wandering, getting agitated, it's okay. It's all right. Come here, sweetie. It's okay. Come here, land. Sit with me. Let yourself be breathed. Let yourself have gentleness and kindness with your mind. Befriending your mind and heart. A training in gentleness with yourself. Now, if your heart would like to stay with just breathing with gentleness, that's okay. And if you like, to invite someone ever so gently, as if you're inviting them into your space of solitude, and peace, inviting their memory, their presence, just ever so gently, not pumping out, but just a gentle invitation to this person who served you, cared for you, maybe loved you, or maybe it was of some benefit to you, as a benefactor in some way. Maybe they're no longer in your lives, or maybe they still are. See what works best for you. Maybe a teacher. Maybe a teacher you've never met. You're really inspired by their writing, their words, their talks. Ever so gently inviting this being into your heart space. It could also be a pet, I forgot to say. Whoever feels like they're a benefactor to you. And in this heart space, just sitting with them with appreciation. With every breath, silently you're sitting with them, actually, just every breath, wordlessly, as you breathe, it feels like every breath communicates your appreciation. Perhaps feeling every breath entering and exiting the middle of your heart center. Connecting with your heart. Let your body be soft and relaxed. And each breath just simply communicates appreciation, gratitude. Generosity of heart, however it feels right. Maybe love is what feels appropriate in this space. If the being you have chosen is still alive, then stay in this space. But if they have passed away, if you wish, you're welcome to try the next invitation. Try it on for size. Now, just as they are, they've been invited. They're an image in the space of your mind, your heart mind. Let yourself, let there be an image of you. Maybe a younger version of you that enters the space. Space of heart mind. And could the present you have a sense of appreciation for both this being you've chosen, the object of your metta, your appreciation, your love, as well as this younger version of yourself who's relating to them? See how metta wants to express itself in this space with these beings. And now, can there be a sense of receiving appreciation for you, from this being that you are today? for your intentions, for you cultivating goodness. By the being, by your benefactor, and by a younger version of you. If you find criticism coming up as if you don't deserve it, you don't have to get in your own way. These are just thoughts of criticism. Don't believe them. Your mind can turn arrows into flowers. Just as Buddha's mind did the night of his enlightenment. Arrows thrown by Mara were transformed into flowers because his mind had loving kindness. And can there be a sense of metta, being given, being received? Not clear who's giving, who's receiving, just being in the field of metta all around, all three of you. And if you find that other benefactors show up in the space, it's okay. To give them appreciation, love, and to receive. And if not, they don't show up, that's okay too. And for the last moment, dropping in the idea that this metta, this love, it's not about you. It's not about you at all. How good you are at it, how hard it is, how much your mind is wandering. It's not about you at all. It's an act of service. To just offer it up, to just offer it up. Offer your heart up. Notice if something lets go, something is released with this offering. May we all find peace and joy in offering our hearts Thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice. So, I'd like to welcome any reflections, any insights, any questions, any complaints you'd like to share. You can raise your Zoom hand because I may not see your physical hand, or you can type it in chat. If it's typed to me privately, I won't say your name. If it's typed to everyone, I will read your name out loud. What was this like for you? What did you discover in this practice? Anything that was new and interesting in your own heart? You are welcome, Carolyn, on YouTube. I'll wait for you and I'll share as maybe as you're typing, or and I'll share with you that towards the end, as I was practicing, seemed like a lot of deceased benefactors were showing up. They just wanted to come and share their love and be loved. It just became a party. So I wondered if that would that happened for anyone too. So Violet, please.
Hi. I had a question about receiving appreciation. When you did the switch from like receiving from the other people. So I was looking at a teacher from high school and then my high school self, and then there were like the three of us in the room, and then I was perspective shifting to me being my high school self looking at my older self, and then this male teachers, and it was like this mom dad figure. So I was sort
sweet.
Of cool. Yeah,
oh,
it was
so
really
touching.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
It was really nice. But and then it's like it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to receive, and it's hard to feel like when there's like love on offer and somehow it's like our hearts like aren't big enough for it, or not like quite able to be totally soothed by it. Like that feeling of like, oh, there's this love coming at me, but it's not quite enough to like soothe me or comfort me, or like that feeling of never being enough. Does that go away?
Thanks for bringing that, because that is so, so common, Violet. What you're talking about is not uncommon at all, which is why I usually bring in something about when I ask for the switching and say, hey, if there's criticism or if like I don't deserve this, that, because what you're talking about is so, so common. And there are sometimes different things that kind of get in the way. So if it's okay, let's hang around for a moment and see in this case what is the conceptual way of conceiving that, oh, it's never enough or it's not enough. There's something there. So coming back to this beautiful, beautiful image practice that you brought up, that the younger version of yourself was giving you metta? Is that the, or describe to me that, who's giving you metta?
So I was looking from the perspective of the younger self. So I was 17 receiving metta from 26-year-old Violet and this teacher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the 17-year-old was receiving.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And it was the 17-year-old was saying that, that's not enough. Is that what it was? Or was it 26-year-old?
I mean, from either perspective, it would be from either.
I see. Okay. So from either perspective, and then the sense is not landing because it's not enough to soothe, or I don't deserve it, or what is this thought that that's coming up? Kind of.
It's like, I guess it just feels fleeting, or like maybe I am feeling it, but it feels fleeting. Maybe that's what it is. Like it doesn't feel stable or reliable.
Okay. So in what you're describing, I invite you to bring a little bit of investigation there. to see, because it might be touching, but it might be kind of like pushed away or something that's happening in that moment when it's coming, that is kind of, and see what is happening on the receiving side. Bring a little bit of investigation there, and it'll become more clear to you what the feeling conceptualization is that is not letting it really land and be seeped in, whereas it feels fleeting. There's something happening there that the mind is quite seeing, mind is curious about, but hasn't quite, is not stable enough to see. Do you see what I'm pointing to? Does
Like
that
what is
make
making it sort of just bounce off?
exactly. Be curious about it next time, and you're welcome to send me email if you like and can follow up. Does that sound okay for now as an investigation? Yeah. Something to be seen there. Thank you, Violet. This is lovely. And I'm so inspired by what you described. That sounds so juicy and lovely. Oh, beautiful. Thank you for your practice. Let's see. Peggy says, very sweet and compassion for times, ways when love was difficult to manifest. Thank you, Peggy. Jerry says, it was super to direct kindness to a very kind person. I ended up feeling extraordinary warmth and relaxation. Lovely. And Carolyn says, I sat with the Indigenous children found buried around Canadian residential schools. Ah, oh, I am new to this practice. This is what came as I sat. Oh, thank you, Carolyn. Thank you for bringing them in. Yeah, practice of compassion. Yeah. And someone has raised, I don't know their name, says iPhone. So, yes, please.
I mean, actually, outside it might be a little noisy, but I just cried. I just cried, especially thinking about benefactor who doesn't exist, I mean, live no longer, who's been my mentor to teach me ask for what I want and go for it. And who showed me there is another big world that you can dive into. And that's why I'm here. I mean, I'm from Korea and I came here about 20 years ago. And I think that in a way, I think I'm successful. And I feel like he was right there. It's just so much appreciation about him. And then thinking of him, so
Oh.
proud of me.
Oh. I hear a lot of love. I hear a lot of love both ways. And I hear much more love and appreciation. There is tenderness. There is it, you know, there are tears. And the tears don't sound like grief to me. They sound like joyous appreciation. There's a tenderness in of the heart that could be expressed in tears. And thank you for sharing that. This bi-directional, beautiful love and appreciation, gratitude for your benefactor. Thank you so much for bringing that in. I'm
Thank you
touched.
so much. Oh my goodness, I'm just crying on the street.
Oh.
But
It sounds like they're joyous, beautiful tears. Yeah.
yes.
Thank you, Sujung. Oh.
Thank you so much for
Thank you. And
yes.
Neil says thank you too. He says
Thank
so.
you, Neil. Appreciate you.
So dear all, let's turn, given that time is flying, let's turn our attention to practicing for a brief period in small groups together. So and with small groups, we'll start with 15 minutes, 15 seconds, 15 minutes, 15 seconds of silent metta for each other. And then we will turn to sharing whatever you like to share, or as little or as much as you like to share. So I'm going to create. Oops, wait a minute. We're having trouble here. Okay, let's redo this. Okay. All right. So, well, here we go. I'm just going to open them. We'll see what happens. Here we go. Okay, everyone, welcome back. The rooms are closed, so we have about a minute for any reflections might have come up from the groups. Please don't be shy. Ariana, oops, didn't mean to hit leave room. That happens. Reflections, any other insights that came up either time? Oh, Jeff, please.
Hey, everybody. Happy Memorial Day. I just, one of my insights I'll share was that sometimes relationships end. It's like just the natural course of life is relationships sometimes end. And rather than having it be this bitter, angry experience of blame and it's your fault, no, it's your fault, there's a way in which it can just be like observing the ending of a relationship with love and with acceptance. But it's really, really hard to do it that way. It's much more common to end it with anger and pointing fingers and stuff. Yeah. So that's what I learned today.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I am so touched, Jeff. That's such a beautiful insight. In the way of reframing that. You know, of course, and maybe one thought is each relationship is a gift, and maybe it's an impermanent gift for a period of time. And just really focusing on the gift that it is for that time that it is, and with metta and love and appreciation. So focusing on that, because we have a choice on what we focus on. So thank you for bringing that in. That's a beautiful note to end on. So thank you all for your practice. Thank you for coming to Happy Hour, cultivating your heart, your mind, for the benefit of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you.